would ION explain, define vibrational proximity, and is the word concept frequency aligned or near that?
It's all of that. Let's soften it just a little, see, rather than being such a big place. Let's go easy. Carolyn is in the kitchen making food.
And you can see her.
Yes. Carolyn is preparing food, all right? Now, she is in the closest vibrational proximity of consuming calories for the sustenance of her beingness to give her energy. Uh-oh, there's that energy thing again.
Mm.
That's the closest process, proximity of that vortex, okay? Now, she might put something on and burn it up in the stove. And if that were the case, then that would be the closest vibrational proximity or the next logical step, you see? And if she has a disconnection and has a distraction and the fountain left the water hose on and the water's running everywhere, and that becomes a distraction, and she removes her attention from cooking and preparing food, goes outside, turns off the water, talks to the neighbor, forgets in the oven, comes back, and supper's burned up. Okay? Oh, God, we'll have to eat beans cold in the can. You see? So if that were her reality, then that would have been the closest vibrational proximity of that thing. Okay? Another one is when you brush your teeth with your toothbrush, most people use what you call toothpaste. Okay? So you take the toothpaste and you kind of gauge on how you're doing with your toothpaste. And it's very, very interesting because even when that tube kind of gets empty, if you keep squeezing, you can get probably another week's worth of toothpaste out of there when it was all empty. Because that's that vibrational proximity of it. Another way to use it, Bob, in your can of shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shake it up, and if you think it's out, and yet it keeps going. And then you say, Carolyn, I'm almost out of shaving cream. Okay, Bob, I know, I'm going to go pick that up, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes and picks it up, and she has the new one, and it'll last 2 more weeks. And you knew you were out. Because when you had plenty, there was no resistance regarding running out. And when you didn't run out, then you had plenty. Because you had a backup, and that soothed the vibrational proximity of that can not being done. Because it's silly to be wasteful, or that's your experience. You want to use all of it that it is before you start the new one. So therefore, your closest vibrational proximity is the enjoying of all that shaving cream that is, and you continue, keep, just keeps coming. And you shake it up, and there's nothing in it, and you're still getting, what we were saying, whipped cream, but it's shaving cream out of the can. Let me see. Hey, is that a softer thing than the murder issue?
No. I don't know what you mean by vibrational proximity. Is it some...
Just that.
Is it being near something? Like what I'm doing right now?
Next logical step.
Well, the next logical step is what people don't know.
Well, that's silly. What do you mean? Did she not think she was going to make food today?
I assume she did.
Okay. And did she, is that logical? Is that normal? Is that in her vibrational escrow of her proximity? Or does she eat most days?
Is the murdery the logical step? No, the baby that was run over.
Yes.
That's a logical step from what?
It's a logical step as far as being what they're the closest in the vibrational proximity to.
No, I can't use the term for vibrational proximity. That's what we're talking about. It becomes circular.
Okay. Oh, so then you would accuse us of being like Wikipedia.
Yes.
Okay. The vortex, your reality, your next manifestation, okay, you have to be aligned with whatever experience that is that will set what your next experience will be. All right? So let's go back to dinner. Carolyn decides that she's had her swim. She's ready for a bite to eat. And she doesn't know exactly, but she thought, well, I've got this in this marketplace, so I have all this wonderful stuff. And I think I'll go downstairs and see what I put together. And that she was not so emaciated with hunger that she didn't have the energy to get down the stairs. Right?
Right.
So she was thinking about the experience of what am I going to eat for dinner, or gosh, I'm a little hungry, or Bob's going to be foraging here in a little bit and I've got to get something going on here. So that becomes a normal process. So then she prepares it. Now, it's not manifested yet, but she's getting closer and closer and closer to that experience of enjoying dinner.
Well, logical step sounds like routine or what you know.
And going to non-physical is the most routine thing you'll ever do.
Yeah, yeah.
You accept it that man is appointed to die. You're only here for a finite amount of time.
Right, but we're going to attempt to not resist against that, but not succumb to it or not make it necessary.
Well, so then, therefore, and you also would create that thing that you're already dead, so you don't have to eat.
Yeah.
But then, let's say it another way. That's a fun place. You're asking for solution and definition.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a stretch, but we can get you there. So if you come to the place where you're already dead, then you don't have to die.
Well,
if you can come to the place that you've already ceased living, then you can't die. That's eternal life, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, kudos to you. They'll make you Pope of the Catholic Church.
That would be the next logical step?
That could be the next logical step. It depends on where you are in your place, you see, because everybody's not in the same place. let's say it a different way. A cherry, okay, grows on a tree. You can get cherries at the market, bring them home, wash them, put them up, enjoy them. They have little stems on them, they have little pits on them, you can get rid of all that. You can go by there, and in your place of what you're the closest to, you can pop a cherry in your mouth, drink a little glass of water, or just have some water you're sipping on. It gets crossways of your esophagus, and when it opens, completely sees and lock itself from the water that you sip, sees that, and you will choke to death and expire right there. Well, if that happens in your physicalness, the only time that happens is when that's the next logical step for you. Otherwise, it would not be your experience. But now people say, oh, that's terrible. No, it's not. It's actually not terrible. It's not terrible. It's as good an excuse as any. It reads better in the paper than a massive drug overdose.
Thank you.
I was afraid that was going to be the response. How very interesting.
All right, now moving on to the next topic.